Well, tomorrow's a big day. I think Mother's is the perfect day to tell her. Yeah. I think she's gonna be excited to be a big sister. Yeah. I know. And look at that, we got the green light across the board. Well, everything's progressing really well. Let me find some wood to knock on. There you go. Everything's fine, baby. Mm-hmm. I know. No, you're allowed to be anxious. I know. No, tomorrow's gonna be great. It will be. Yeah, I'm gonna wake Roar up around... Well, I was gonna say 9. I don't want to break from schedule too much. Well, if you want to sleep in, I can... Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so I'll wake her up around 9. I will make breakfast. She really wants to help this year. We'll see how much actual help it'll be. To be fair, every year she is a little bit more helpful every time. To varying degrees, but at least every time you can say she had a hand in it. Yeah, sometimes quite literally. I know. Well, you don't have to do anything about it. Yeah. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. You don't have to do a single thing tomorrow, baby. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's all about you relaxing, putting up your feet, enjoying yourself, not having to worry about a thing. Mm-hmm. Because you work so hard all year round, baby. You do. Well, I want to give you at least a day. I mean, I want to give you more than a day. I try to take as much stress off of you as I can, but... You deserve one purely, completely free. Yes. You do. Because you are a great mom. Yeah, I see you are. Mm-hmm. I'm so lucky. Just to have you as a partner. It's true. When I was younger, I don't know. All this scared me. Having a family, you know, kids, all of it. It did. I was so terrified. I wouldn't do it right. I wouldn't do a good enough job. Seriously. I wouldn't be able to do any of it without you. I know you say that, but you've been everything, baby. I can't imagine doing this without you. Well, I'm glad we both need each other. Well, it's more than a need. It's the foundation for which my life lives. It's you. It's Brora. Mm-hmm. It's them in your belly. The three of you are the bedrock to my life, from which everything else grows. You're my direction, my compass, my purpose. It's really true, baby. Tomorrow I really want to celebrate you. Because you deserve to be celebrated. I always want to celebrate you. You're so pretty. Yes, baby. You're actually glowing. I know it's something that people just say, but it's true. It is true. Mm-hmm. Pregnancy looks really good on you. Hey. be nice to my wife. Mm-hmm. Mm. What's that? No way. I feel it. They're kicking. Where are they kicking? Oh, that's definitely a kick. Oh my god, that's crazy. Is that the first? I know, like, at first I wasn't sure it could be. That was definitely a kick. Oh my god, they're kicking. Yeah, I want them to kick more. I want. Hey, little baby. We're so excited to meet you. I know. We can soon. Well, if you want to. I think we should know the gender. There's no way you could wait. We say that now, but there's no way you can wait. Because as time goes on, you're going to want to know. I'll make sure there's actually something. Yeah, we're not going to fall for that twice. Well, we can if you want to. It's up to you. Yeah, if you want this pregnancy with low-key, this could be a very low-key pregnancy. I get it. The second time around, you're basically a pro at this now. Yeah. Because the first time around, we were just guessing. We were figuring things out as they go, and every appointment was nerve-wracking. And okay, well, the first couple of appointments were nerve-wracking this time, too. But yeah, I mean, the last one wasn't nerve-wracking, was it? Baby. It's always going to be nerve-wracking, isn't it? No, I get it. I just know everything's going to be okay, though. Mm-hmm. Deep down. I just know. Call it intuition. Call it trust. I don't know. I know you're worried. But I think everything's going to be okay. Yeah. Just because it was a hard time to get pregnant this time does not mean anything. It doesn't mean a thing. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I know, Papa. Come here. I love you. Oh. Who's that? Who is that? Who's coming in? Hi. What's wrong, Aurora? You can't sleep. Mm-mm. Come here. Come on up. Oh. What's wrong? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, come here. Yeah, you could. Of course you can. Come here. Oh. You want to get close to Mama? Oh, I know she'd love that too. Yeah, I guess we're going to sleep. Come here, Aurora. Good night, girls. Mm. You'll see. Everything will be okay. Oh, God. I know, it's incredible. Is she really? Yeah, of course she's asleep already. She just wanted to be close to her mama. That's literally, yeah. And she's out. She's literally out. Well, I mean, she's sleeping sometimes in her bed the whole night. Weren't you the same way when you were... Yeah. We're going to have a very full bed soon. I guess we gotta go to sleep. Yeah. The universe telling us it's time for bed. I love you. Yeah, when you hear me get up and when you hear her get up, just stay asleep. At least 45 minutes. You take all the extra sleep you can. You've earned it. Of course, Mama. No alarms for you tomorrow. Tomorrow you're relaxing. I'm gonna make sure of it. Yes, I will. Night night, Mama. No, you can't move. You have someone curled all around you. I know you'll fall asleep. The two of you look so cute together. It's unbelievable.